Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to spend with us here on the show. Today's show is dealing with a topic that I've discussed many times, which is around innovation culture. Lots of organizations have defined cultures, but innovation culture is unique. It's how do you encourage, how do you use culture to support and encourage the process of generating ideas that turn into game-changing innovations. And culture is hard by itself. Innovation culture is so much harder. So what I want to share with you today is the fact, I want to talk through this a little bit, but one of the core elements of innovation culture, one of the biggest challenges for innovation culture is really the ability to get along. Innovation is about constant change, which is uncomfortable and stressful. The result is that some individuals or entire groups or entire leaders within a company will not respond to the change that innovation causes. And they will actually become quite negative. They turn into what I call the corporate antibodies. These are the people who would just rebuff and fight against any change. They like the way it's always been, and they want it to stay that way going forward. They will put up those roadblocks that stop any and all innovation efforts. So what are you to do? Now, in my book, Beyond the Obvious, I share with you the different kinds of antibodies, the ego antibody, the fear antibody. Here, we're going to break this down and be much simpler. How do you build a bridge to these individuals and these groups who are so negative about change, and so negative about innovation? Basically, how do you get along with people who react so negatively? So when I was a CTO at HP, I'd heard about this list that David Packard had put together around the simple rules for getting along. Now, I dug through the archive, and HP has a phenomenal archive of every note, every piece of paper, engineering notebook, correspondence, employee newsletters, everything they can get their hands on for the history of HP. I dug through it to find the notes from this event. Now, this event was the HP's second annual management conference in 1958 in Sonoma, California. Now, HP was founded in 1938. This was 1958. So 20 years later, David Packard took it upon himself to put together these 11 simple rules for getting along. Now, you can imagine HP 20 years from its founding, continually going through constant change, going into new markets, new industries, new products, new processes, new countries they were launching products into. I'm sure it was injecting a lot of stress and therefore causing this friction. And the fact that David Packard took it upon himself to sit down and pen these 11 rules was clearly a signal to the HP team, and more importantly, to the leaders at Hewlett-Packard, that they needed to work harder at getting along, getting to be more supportive of those efforts, and therefore not create such a negative atmosphere inside of HP. So, I've written about these 11 rules before. There's a blog post over there, but I've never really have expounded upon them based on my learnings and understandings from within the HP culture around this. So, I'm going to share with you these 11 simple rules for getting along. I'm going to read them just as David Packard wrote them out. Then I'm going to pause, and I may add a couple of my own comments based on my own experiences at HP. So you ready? Here we go. Number one, think first of the other fellow. This is the foundation, the first requisite for getting along with others, and it is the one truly difficult accomplishment you must make. Gaining this, the rest will be a breeze. Now face it, getting along with others. The first is to think about the others. Think about their position. Don't start from your position. Think from their position. And it is incredibly hard. Number two, build up the other person's sense of importance. When we make the other person seem less important, we frustrate one of his deepest urges. Allow him to feel equality or superiority, and we can easily get along with him. Now, this is one that many people will find hard, right? Build up the other person. It isn't, artificially playing the ego game, but build them up, encourage them, make the other person really, feel like they're a peer, or actually maybe even feel like they're superior to you. When you stomp down on somebody, you make them seem less important, they frustrate them, and they will fight you, right? Number three, respect the other man's personality rights. Respect is something sacred, the other fellow's right to be different from you. No two personalities are ever molded by precisely the same forces. Now, this is one, coming out of the political environment that we just came through with this election, that we should all listen closely to and all be willing to accept. Respect the other man's personality rights. We don't have the same opinions. We didn't come from the same background. We have a different perspective. We look at things differently. And it doesn't mean that one person's right or one person's wrong. Respect the other man's personality rights. Now, these first three, I think, really set that foundation. Think first of the other fellow, build up the other person's sense of importance, and respect the other man's personality rights. So it's fundamentally telling us it's not about you. It's not about you as an individual. It's not about me and what I'm going to get out of this, or this is my idea, this is my innovation. Think about the other fellow. Put them first. Then build up the other person's sense of importance. Get them engaged. Make them feel like a peer. Actually make them feel superior. Once you do that, then you can easily get along with them. And number three, respect the other man's personality rights. Respect the right for the other person to be different, to not think like you. I've been in many meetings where people try to use some strain of logic to try to convince somebody of a decision, and the other person doesn't either get it or align or doesn't agree with that, says no or goes a different direction or fights the idea. You have to respect the perspective that they're bringing to it and the right to be different from you, be different in the way they think, in the way they act, in the way they operate, the way they communicate. Respect the right for the other man's personalities. We all come from different forces. This is actually, I talk about this in an earlier podcast specifically around innovation teams and the diversity of innovation teams. Same within organizations, diversity. Now, we tend to think about diversity as the HR definition of diversity, which are things like gender, race, sexual orientation, whatever all the current laws are in place for definition of diversity. But diversity is actually much broader than that. Diversity is around things like where you were raised. I was raised in Chicago, middle class. My dad was a salesman. Okay. My wife grew up in Northwest Indiana, blue collar. Dad was a steel worker. Suffered, you know, I shouldn't say suffered, but grew up in, without as much money as I had growing up. And so therefore, my wife and I, we had completely different personalities from that regards. And my wife will scrape pennies. She is probably, and I want to call it the cheapest, she's the most frugal person I know. But it's because of how she was raised. Money wasn't plentiful. She conserves everything. She had my grandmother who grew up in the Depression. Same thing. Even up to the point that she died a couple of years ago, she was still counting pennies, clipping coupons, being very, very careful of everything that she would ever spend. So again, we come with different personalities because we've been under different forces. So again, the first three, I think, lay out the foundation. Think first of the other fellow. Build up the other person's sense of importance. And then respect the other man's personality rights. The right to be different from you and I. So again, this is just the first three. We got to go through the rest. We're going to cover all 11 of these simple rules for getting along written by David Packard back in 1958. You're going to love these. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130.
800-616-2130.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're going to pick up our conversation here on the 11 Simple Rules for Getting Along that was written by David Packard and shared at the second annual management meeting in Sonoma in 1958. As I read through these, and I'm reading them to you just as David Packard wrote them, think through what would have been the audience listening to these, which would be kind of a little bit of a little club over the head from David saying, guys, gals, we've got to get this addressed. We have got to get along. We've got to get along better than we have. So here are the rules of David Packard being communicated to the leadership team. So we've covered the first three. Let's pick up with number four. Number four, give sincere appreciation. If we think someone has done a thing well, we should never hesitate to let him know. Warning, this does not mean promiscuous use of obvious flattery. Flattery with most intelligent people gets exactly the reaction it deserves. Contempt for the egotistical phony who stoops to it. I love David's wording here, specifically around this flattery. Is it really recognition, sincere appreciation, or is it flattery? If it tips over to flattery, it gets identified as being fake, phony, egotistical, because in some cases people will do flattery to act like they're the superior or act like they're the leader or the boss. And people will fight that. So I love this wording. Flattery, it's a great way to keep it in check. So give sincere appreciation. If you fall over into that flattery, once you've done that once, I have found it is almost impossible to recover because you are tagged as a phony. You are tagged as being insincere, and any sense of appreciation that you try to project in the future is totally discounted, and it's actually going to be quite annoying. So again, stay sincere, give sincere appreciation. If they've done something right, point it out. Be specific. What are you appreciative for? What did they do? Did they deliver a project way above the expected quality or much faster than the expected time? Be specific, because then it's not flattery. You're calling out the specific impact that they had. So again, number four, give sincere appreciation. Number five, eliminate the negative. Criticism seldom does what its user intends, for it invariably causes resentment. The tiniest bit of disapproval can sometimes cause a resentment which will rankle to your disadvantage for years. This one is, I've thought about this one. This not only applies to work, it applies to our dealing with our spouses. It involves dealing with our children. Eliminate the negative. Criticism seldom does what its user intends. We tend to use criticism as the stick. We have something else as the carrot, right? What David is saying here is just eliminate the negative. Don't play the game. Don't try to, you know, beat the other person over the head by criticizing them. Like, oh, you don't know. I'm the expert. You know, you have no experience in this area. Or you've done something wrong. You don't know how to do that. See, you should have done it this way, but you did it that way. Eliminate the negative, because criticism seldom does what its user intends, because it builds up that resentment. And again, it's pretty easy to build up that resentment. It's very hard to tear that resentment down. To reach over and get rid of all the bad things you've done in the past, it's much easier just to never do them right out of the gate. So again, just eliminate the negative. Number 6, avoid openly trying to reform people. Every man knows he is imperfect, but he doesn't want someone else trying to correct his faults. If you want to improve a person, help him to embrace a higher working goal, a standard, an ideal, and he will do his own making over far more effectively than you can do it for him. Wow. Think about that. Avoid openly trying to reform people. Trying to point out people's faults. Trying to tell them how they need to change to be better. Every man knows. We all know we're imperfect. None of us are perfect, right? Especially in the innovation game. We fail all the time. So every man knows he's imperfect. But we don't want anybody else pointing that out. We know in our head that we're imperfect. We're already negative to ourselves. Somebody else heaps on any form of negativity, then we actually start casting more self-doubt. And it's the easiest way to kind of tear somebody down. It kind of feeds back to 5, which is eliminate the negative. And then 6, don't try to reform people. It's much better off to set a higher working goal, or what I refer to as a BHAG. That bold, hairy, audacious goal. Set the goal and then let them actually raise and change themselves to achieve that goal. You will find them to be much more effective, as David says here, than you can do it for him. So again, these 3 of the 11 simple rules, I mean, every one of these is just an absolute gold nugget. Number 4, give that sincere appreciation. Don't flip over to flattery. Give sincere appreciation. Number 5, eliminate the negative. Get away from the criticism, right? The tiniest bit of disapproval can cause resentment. And I find this really important as you get higher in organizations. When I was CTO at OHP, I stumbled in these areas early on, which is actually what caused me to dig these rules out when I heard about them. And now as a CEO, I have to be very careful about not sounding or appearing negative to the staff or team, because they take it very personally and it will actually build up resentment. And number 6, avoid openly trying to reform people. We're all imperfect. We all have our quirks, our failings, our little idiosyncrasies that drive other people crazy. We all have them. So don't try to reform me. I won't try to reform you. Give us the vision. Give a goal. Let them actually then transform themselves to achieve that vision and goal that has been defined for that individual or for that organization. And I also say that all of these apply even to performance reviews. Don't violate any of this in performance reviews either. So we've covered the first 6. We've got 5 more to go. You're not going to want to miss these. These are all just absolute golden nuggets. We're going to come right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to say I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into this episode, I want to thank our sponsor today, which is Zoom. Zoom delivers a video collaboration tool that creates flawless video, clear audio, and instant sharing. I use Zoom every day. I'm in multiple Zoom calls with my members of my team all over the world. In fact, I just came back from Asia and Europe and literally live in Zoom no matter where I'm at in the world, and it just always works. Now, we don't take sponsors on the show unless it's products and technologies that we've actually used. In this case, I was using Zoom for over a year before Zoom offer to step up and become a sponsor. And the sponsorships that we receive from Zoom and our previous sponsors actually not only help defer the cost so the content stays free to you, but it also allows us to do a better job of supporting the nonprofit charities, which is hackingautism.org and pioneer.education. So we thank Zoom for that support. And what they've done is they've given us the ability to give you a free account. You get a free account on Zoom that allows you to bring together up to 50 people. That's right, 50 people in any call you want. And you can actually use this account to have multiple meetings, and it's a maximum attendance of up to 50 people. So check it out. Visit killerinnovations.com/Zoom to find out more. So we're talking about the 11 simple rules for getting along that David Packard wrote and shared with the leadership team in 1958. We've covered the first six. Let's pick up with number seven. Number seven, try to understand the other person. How would you react to similar circumstances? When you begin to see the whys of him, you can't help but get along better with him. This is kind of the opposite, or kind of a similar perspective of walk in the other person's shoes. Try to understand the other person. Understand their background. Understand where they're coming from. Understand their life's experiences. Understand a little bit more about them than just what you see in the office. Number seven is try to understand the other person. Again, how would you react if you had the same background, same experiences, or you're sitting on the other side of the table? Think about that other person and try to understand their perspective. Okay. Number eight, check first impressions. We are especially prone to dislike some people on first sight because of some vague resemblance, of which we are usually unaware, to someone else whom we have had a reason to dislike. Follow Abraham Lincoln's famous self-instructions, quote, "I do not like that man, therefore I shall get to know him better." End of quote. Now, this is a funny one. You know, we tend to create these first impressions, and it's, you know, whether we, you know, how they look or how they dress or how they said hello. And we will make first impressions because subconsciously what we do is when we see that person, we attach them to somebody else in our history who we don't like, who mistreated us, who wasn't very nice, and we project onto them that experience because of this snap first impression. It's similar to like when you're naming your children. I remember when we started having our family and we were pregnant with our first daughter, and you're going through the baby name book, right? So you're listing off names, and you list off a name, and my wife would go, "No, no, can't have that name." And I'm like, "Why? I like that name." And she's like, "Oh, no, no. There was a girl in the third grade who pulled my hair on the playground. I hated her. Can't have that name." It's a similar thing where these memories project onto impressions. Can't have that name because it reminds me of somebody. The same thing applies when we make snap first impressions. Check your first impressions and follow what David calls the Abraham Lincoln self-instruction of, quote, "I do not like that man, Therefore, I shall get to know him better. End of quote. Number 9, take care with the little details. Watch your smile, your tone of voice, how you use your eyes, the way you greet people, the use of nicknames and remembering faces, names and dates. Little things add polish to your skill in dealing with people. Constantly, deliberately think of them until they become a natural part of your personality. Now I'm going to admit, this number 9 is the hardest one for me out of all 11. For anybody that's known me, I am horrible with names. I don't know what it is. I've never been good at it. I still struggle with it every day. I'll go to conferences, shows, walk through airports. People will walk up. They greet me. I may have never met them. They may know me from the radio show, the podcast, or read articles about me. But, you know, I treat them friendly, but I cannot place the names. Bill Hewlett and David Packer had a reputation of being phenomenal with dates and names, remembering employees' birthdays, remembering employees' families and their children's names, anniversary dates. When I left HP, it was 240,000 employees. A little hard to do that. But they prided themselves on doing that early on, and it makes people feel like they're part of the organization. So this number 9, which is called Take Care with the Little Details, is really, really hard. Now, there's some things in here I can do, like watch your smile and your tone of voice, how you use your eyes, the way you greet people. Right? I learned this early on in my career when I moved into senior executive roles, large organizations. And that is that when you walk in that front door, you are on stage. Everybody's looking at you. Even in today, in my current job as a CEO, what I'll do is when I pull in the parking lot, I'll just sit in the car for about 10 minutes to get my head aligned, get myself ready, because I know as soon as I open that car door, I'm on stage. How I greet the receptionist, how I greet employees as I'm walking through the building, because if I come in and I'm grumpy, people will hear about it, that Phil's grumpy, stay away from him. Today's not a good day to go ask Phil a question. And it may have just been that I was in my mind thinking about something else. So watch your smile, your tone of voice, how you use your eyes, the way you greet people. Think about that. Take care with those little details. Number 10, develop genuine interest in people. You cannot successfully apply the foregoing suggestions unless you have a sincere desire to like, respect, and be helpful to others. Conversely, you cannot build genuine interest in people until you have experienced the pleasure of working with them in an atmosphere characterized by mutual liking and respect. Number 10, again, is develop genuine interest in people. You can't get along with people if you're not interested in people, right? You have to have that sincere desire to like them, respect them. You can't fake it. People will pick up that being fake right out of the gate. You cannot fake it. So you have to build up that general interest in people. You have to like people, respect people, be helpful to others. You got to do it really as your desire. And if you're in the innovation game, this attitude of being helpful is critically important, because what you're trying to do is help the organization to succeed, help your team to succeed. It's not about you. It's not about the spotlight on you if you're the leader of the innovation team. If you're part of it, it's all about team. Innovation is a team sport. You need to develop this genuine interest in people. Otherwise, you're faking it, and people will figure it out. When people figure it out, they're not going to reach their hand across and show you that respect and show interest in what you're doing. You've got to be that first one. It's kind of like handing over that olive branch, right? But it's got to be genuine. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be transparent. Develop that genuine interest in people. And it's like David said here, you cannot build genuine interest in people until you experience the pleasure of working with them in an atmosphere characterized by mutual liking and respect. Got to be mutual. You know, if you reach across and you're trying to help somebody and they don't reciprocate, how do you feel? Same thing is, if someone reaches out to you and you do not reciprocate, how do you make them feel? Right? So think about that. So again, 7, try to understand the other person. 8, check first impressions. 9, take care with the little details. 10, develop genuine interest in people. So we've covered 10 of the 11. We've got one to go. You're not going to want to miss it. But we're going to take this quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this all up of these 11 simple rules that David Packard shared in 1958 about how to get along. We'll be right back. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're talking today through the 11 simple rules for getting along that David Packard shared in 1958 at the second annual Hewlett-Packard Managers Meeting. So, what is number 11? Before I share that with you, let's go back through the first 10. Number one, think first of the other fellow. Number two, build up the other person's sense of importance. Number three, respect the other man's personality rights. Number four, give sincere appreciation. Number five, eliminate the negative. Number six, avoid openly trying to reform people. Number seven, try to understand the other person. Number eight, check first impressions. Number nine, take care with the little details. Number 10, develop genuine interest in people. And what's number 11, and this is just a sign of David Packard's sense of humor, is number 11 is keep it up. That's all. Just keep it up. Do the first 10, do them over again, remind yourself, post them on the wall, think about them before you're interacting with other people, remind yourself where you're the weakest. In my case, it's number 9, take care with the little details, one I have to especially work hard at. But again, number 11 is just keep it up. Now I'm going to document all 11 of these just as David Packard wrote them. I'll have them up on the show notes. You're going to want to hop over to KillerInnovations.com, download them, print them out, paste them up on the wall. So in closing, I want to thank you for joining today on today's show. I know it's a time commitment to join us for the 45 minutes of this show each week. I greatly appreciate you giving your time to listen and give us an opportunity to share with you my thoughts, my experiences around innovation, creativity, and design. If you have any questions, just drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. That's killerinnovations with an S.com. That's a direct email, no filtering, no staff in the middle. That's your direct connection to me. As always, you'll find the show notes and all the links that we talk about over at killerinnovations.com. Now, in addition to the show, I post a weekly article on innovation, design, creativity over at philmckinney.com. And in fact, I wrote about these 11 simple rules many, many, many years ago over on philmckinney.com. Then I realized I've never talked about them in the context of the impact on culture and the impact on innovation. So that's why today's show. So I will actually have a link to that old post. It's got some background information in it. You can go over and check that out. But again, I post an article every week over at PhilMcKinney.com on innovation. You're not going to want to miss that, so hop on over there and check that out. Also, follow me over on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Just search for Phil McKinney, all one word. Now, the one thing I do want to talk about here, just as giving you a heads up, is we've got a new product over in Innovation Tools, which is the store. So it's innovation.tools, T-O-O-L-S. And this is the killer question card deck. It's the 40 questions that I've included in the book, but we've put it into a card deck form. People have been hounding me for this for the last, decade, 10 years at least, asking for the card deck. This is volume one. We'll put out more. Seth Taylor Stoshin, who's a longtime listener to the show, did the design work on the card deck. Phenomenal. They're just absolutely gorgeous. We had them printed by a printer who specializes in doing playing cards, so they're very durable. You can use them in brainstorming sessions. You can use them just on your own in the morning. Pick one out, use it as an exercise to get your creative muscle going. So those are now available over at innovation.tools. You can go over there. You can check it out. You can order them. They get shipped right to you. We're shipping those globally. A little bit of a shipping costs outside the United States. We'll try to keep that as low as possible to get those in as many hands as we can. The early people who bought the early sets started posting up comments. We greatly appreciate those. So thanks for all of you who've posted up reviews on your the Killer Question card decks that you've received. And you can go over there, a lot of photographs. You can see how the cards, what they look like. And again, if you need any design work, contact Seth Taylor over at Stoshin up in Salt Lake City, Utah. They just knocked out of the park. Did a great job. One quick favor. Can you write a review of the show? Hop on over to iTunes. Only going to take you 15 seconds. Please. These reviews, one, it allows us to hear directly from you, your feedback on the show. Even if you're a longtime listener, it's been a while, tell us you're still out there. Tell us you're still listening. Greatly appreciate that. And you can do it over on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. And also, help me pay it forward. The reason we do the podcast, the reason I do the radio show is my way of paying it forward. I had an early mentor who invested an unbelievable amount of time, and that foundation, that early mentoring, put me on the right track for the success I ultimately achieved. When I asked Bob Davis, how do I pay him back? He laughed and goes, you can't pay me back. You have to pay it forward. And so this podcast started in 2005, was an experiment about my ability to reach as many people as possible and pay it forward. So help me pay it forward by telling others about the show. And we greatly appreciate that. Now, the one thing that I would ask is don't let this show just kind of slip away. Take a look at the 11 rules, go back, reference them, refer to them, remind yourself, because these are great tools to deal with the innovation antibodies. And remember, there are innovation bodies out there, doesn't matter what size your organization you have, but don't let them win. You and your organization's future depends on it. Honestly, it depends on it. So get out there and innovate each and every day. Keep that creative muscle toned up and ready so that you can create that next game-changing innovation. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.